One day, there was a little girl, and her name was Tanya. Not Talia, Tanya. And Tanya went to school. But Tanya had never, ever cut her hair, ever, since she was born. And her hair had grown so much, she had to wrap it up. And wrap it up into lots and lots of plaits, and on top of the plaits she wore a hat. So she looked like she had a beehive on her head. And she started school, and all the children were very interested in what Tanya had on her head. And at lunchtime, she was sitting having lunch. The other children were very, very, very curious. So they went behind her, and they quietly pulled off the hat, and her fair hair fell right down to the floor, except it went further than the floor. As she was sitting at the table, her hair went to the floor, it fell under the table, it fell under the chairs, it went all the way to the doors of the dining room. The other children couldn't believe it. They said, "Tanya, what's this?" Tanya said, "That's my hair." And they said, "Well, why do you wrap it up on top of your head? It's so beautiful." She said, "Well, if I don't wrap it on top of my head, I wouldn't be able to walk because I'd trip up everywhere." And sure enough, all the children who ran into the dining room tripped up on her hair, and they all fell on their bottoms. And everybody else laughed, but Tanya wasn't laughing. She said, "I'm so sorry. I would like to wrap my hair up now so no one else can fall in it." So she wrapped the hair back up into a big beehive shape on top of her head. But one of the children noticed something. He said, "Before you put your hat on, Tanya, I can see something moving in your head." Tanya said, "What is it?" The child said, "I don't know. I'm going to take a closer look." And she put her nose right up to the hair, and a little beak came out, and just nipped her on the nose. She said, "Ow, I think there's a bird in your hair." Tanya said, "Nonsense." She said, "No, really, I just saw a beak." Tanya said, "Well, that can't be, because my hair just all fell down to the floor. And there were no birds in it then." And the new little girl, whose name was Colette, said, "I've just been bitten, a little bit, by a little bird who clearly didn't want me looking in too much. But I'm just going to have another look." So Colette had a look a few centimetres around and just put a finger in the hair, and then something came, snap, and bit her finger. Not hard, just bit it. And she said, "That wasn't a bird. That looked like a squirrel." Tanya said, "Don't be silly. We just unwrapped my hair. There were no birds and no squirrels." Colette said, "No, really, it was a squirrel. She went out and bit me." And then four or five other children came along, and they all put their hands into that hair pile just a little bit. And all of a sudden, all five children had little nips, which is a little bite. Something was grabbing at their fingers. It wasn't one bird and one squirrel. There were three birds and two squirrels. And when the rest of the class saw the commotion, they all came over. That's 30 children. And all 30 of them put their fingers in their hair. And all 30 of them got nipped. And they counted 20 little birds and 10 squirrels that were living there. And the children said, "This is just amazing. Are you aware you've got a little zoo on your head?" "No, I wasn't aware of that," said Tanya. "I think there might be something else in there." If you'd like to hear the end of the story and get unlimited access to over 100 more, then please click the button below to get your 14-day free trial of Bedtime Stories. Your kids are going to love them, and you probably will too.